from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. President Donald Trump says if China won't solve the problem of North Korea, quote, we will. China has a great influence over North Korea, the president said, speaking these words to London's Financial Times. He also said, and China will either decide to help us with North Korea or they won't, and if they don't, it won't be good for anyone, the president said. Trump is hosting Chinese President Xi Jinping at the U.S. leader's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida on Thursday for a two-day summit. North Korea's nuclear program will certainly be on the docket, but so far nothing seems to work when it comes to getting the North to stop its nuclear missile program. U.S. experts warn North Korea is planning its sixth nuclear test, Tokyo calling a February North Korean ballistic missile launch over the Sea of Japan intolerable. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., said Sunday that President Trump has not blocked her from verbally attacking Russia, even as he continues to assail U.S. news media for its reporting on congressional and legal investigations into whether his aides colluded with Russian officials to help him win the election. The president has not once called me and said, don't beat up on Russia. Haley told that to ABC News. Haley said Russia's 2014 seizure of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula was wrong, as well as Moscow's continuing involvement supporting pro-Russian fighters in eastern Ukraine battling Kiev's forces. Russian police arresting about two dozen protesters on Sunday in Moscow, a week after more than 1,000 others were detained during a large-scale rally organized by a leading critic of President Vladimir Putin. The Russian state news agency reporting that Sunday's arrests were made while protesters tried to conduct unauthorized marches toward the Kremlin from two public squares in Moscow. This is VOA News.